news, music, emergency gutter incoming. It's a big one. The award-winning gutter brought to you in association with Richmond Sausages. We're joined hot off the plane by Neil Atkinson and John Gibbons. And the two boys, when I saw them and they walked in the studio, they're both visibly shaken by the news. In a quasi-Australian way, visibly shaken by the breaking news that Trent Alexander may just have agreed a deal to sign for Real Madrid. Thus far, we must stress, there are no facts. We just know that Fabrizio has said it's a nearly here we go. Other spoofers have joined the party. It's a drip that has become a torrent, I would say, John Gibbons. A drip that's quite a torrent. I thought about that earlier and thought, that sounds really clever. What do you think?
Yeah, it's death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah,
it's that sort of territory, isn't it? And I mean, that is how it feels, because although when we landed, you know, there was lots of messages and things, and I thought it had all been announced. And then when you read it, it's sort of not quite there, but it does feel like another nail in the coffin, or a drip, or a cut. And it does feel like another step closer to what feels now pretty inevitable, really. And for a while, you could maybe kid yourself and say, well, nothing's announced yet, and there's been greater turnarounds and things like that. But, you know, now when people are starting to talk about, you know, deals being agreed, but, you know, bonuses, and Miguel Delaney's talking about, you know, tax breaks taking a while to sort and things like that. I think when you get into that territory, it does feel like it's more or less done. And it's funny because I've spent most of the last season, or most of this season, sort of, you know, getting myself prepared for it and saying, oh, you know, it won't be the end of the world, and you can sort of understand it. And then when the reality hits, you do have that very emotional reaction as a football fan. And even though you've tried to prepare yourself for it, you know, you still can't help but feeling a little bit gutted and a little bit hurt.